Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Chaf Beis. Today we're going to discuss the we're going to have several Mishnayos to finish the first parak and Be'ez Hashem begin the second parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So we're going to have a Mishnah about a father and a son who come to be made, about Kiddush HaChodesh and why it is that we allow a father and a son to come to be made. Is it that we accept their Eidus, or is it that no, just in case one of them becomes possible, at least they could be Mitzarev to somebody else? Then we're going to have the second Mishnah about the various Psulei Eidus and who's possible to be made for Kiddush HaChodesh. And then the third Mishnah is going to be someone who is going to be about being Mechal Shabbos in order to come and testify about Kiddush HaChodesh. And then the beginning of the second parak is going to be about Edim who Beis Din does not recognize, Beis Din does not know, and that at some point in time Beis Din had to know who these people were in order to be Mekabel their Edus. And there's going to be Machlokes, how we ascertain who the people are. Is it good enough to have one person verify that this is a kosher aid, or do we need to have two people verify that this is a kosher aid? Then we're going to talk about who is believed to say, not to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh mean aid, but who's believed to say that Beis Din in fact was already Mekadesh L'Chodesh. And the Gemara is going to quote a story of when the Baitusim hired Edim to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh, and how that changed the course of what we accepted and didn't accept as Edus HaChodesh. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Avin Beis is going to talk about the process of Masi and Masuos, of the lifting of the torches that they would do to let everybody know about Rosh Chodesh, and why that process eventually was stopped and we no longer did it after a while. So we are holding on the very top of Chav Beis Amud Aleph. We are at the very first word, the top of Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Maisa Sha'avru Yosir Me'arbom Zug Vikvan Rabbi Akiva. Just the last little point from yesterday's Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that there were more than 40 pairs of witnesses, and Rabbi Akiva held them back because he said, what are you going to go for? You're already there. Obviously, there are enough Edim to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. And Gamliel sent a message, what are you doing? You're going to be Machshilon La'asadavo. They're not going to go in the future when they are needed. If you tell them not to come, they're going to think they wasted their time and that they're always wasting somebody's time by coming. So you're doing a terrible thing. So says the Gemara, Tanya, according to the Braisa, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Chas v'shalom, Rabbi Akiva ikvan. Chas v'shalom, the Rabbi Akiva would hold them back and would tell them not to go. El Shasbar Rosh Shal Gader Ikvan. There was this other fellow named Shasbar, the head of the town of Gader. He was the one that held them back. It wasn't Rabbi Akiva that held them back. Vishalch Ram Gamliel Varidu Migdulasos. Ram Gamliel sent this message that this guy is doing something wrong. He should not hold them back, and therefore they fired him from his position. They took him out of the position of mayor of the town or whatever he was because of this misdeed. Now there, we learned Machlokas yesterday whether this story happened on Shabbos or Stam on a weekday. Was Rabbi Akiva or whoever it was telling them on a weekday that of course you can go, but what's the point? You might as well stay here. So he was discouraging them from going. Or was it on Shabbos and he was saying, don't go because it's Shabbos, and if they already know whatever they need to know for Kiddush HaChodesh, so you're really unnecessary. Now if it was Shabbos, it seems that it was a legitimate machlokas, that do we have to worry about Lasa Davor, or should we worry about right now, about the Chol Shabbos right now? If it was a weekday, so then it doesn't seem like a legitimate machlokas at all. Then you understand why the Gemara says, Chas v'shalom shir b'kiva ikvan, Chas v'shalom, to say that Rabbi Akiva did such a thing. It seems to make more sense. This line of the Gemara seems to fit slightly better. It's not that it's a kasha, but it fits slightly better with the idea that it was in fact a weekday, and there was no reason to hold them back other than to tell them not to trouble themselves if there's a good chance that Beis Din already knows what they need to know. New Mishnah. Avu b'no sharos hachodesh yelchu. If a father and son see the new moon together, so they can go to Beis Din together. Lo shem mitzarfim zem zeh. They don't go together because they're actually going to be mitzarif with each other. Rather, they go because if one of them is found to be pasul, so the other one can then be made together with somebody else. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Avu Bnova Kalakrovin Ksherin Leidus HaChodesh. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you know why they go together? Because they can be made together. A father and a son and all Krovim are kosher for the sake of Eidus HaChodesh. So the Miri raises the kasha. We said that if one of them becomes pasul, so then the other one will be mitzarif with the other. But the Gemara Makas Tafei tells us, the halacha is that if a single one of the set of witnesses is a karav apostle, so then the whole edus is going to be batal. So how can you, if one of them were to be apostle, how could you be mitzvah if the other one was somebody else? If one of them would be apostle, then the whole edus would be apostle. So the Miri points out that that's only when they're coming to be meyud in the edus achas biyachad. They're coming at one time to be made together. But over here, they didn't come to be made bebas achas. They're krov, they knew they couldn't be made bebas achas. Each one was coming to be made as an eid echad. So meyud, the psul of one of them, is not going to apostle the other one. The fact that they happen to have seen the same moon is not going to ruin anything. Amr Rabbi Yossi, Maisa B'Tuvia Arofei. So Rabbi Yossi says there was a story with Tuvia Arofei. Sharas HaChodesh B'Yushalayim. He was a doctor. That's why he's called Tuvia Arofei. Dr. Tuvia. Sharas HaChodesh B'Yushalayim. Who saw the month in Yerushalayim. He saw the new moon in Yerushalayim. Hu Ubino V'Avdo Meshuchrar. He and his son and his Eved who was freed. Now a freed Eved has a din of a Jew. He's a din of a Yisrael Chaldavar. An Eved Kanani has a din of an Isha. Is chayv, at least Chayv Mitzvos Ki Isha. But once you're meshacher him, so that's the gerus. The kiblu akhanim osov espino upaslus avdo. The kohanim in the town, who were the poskim of the town, said, you should know, you can go to Beis Din, we'll accept in the Beis Din you and your son, but we're not going to be mekabel the eved because you need a miyuchas to be made for Kiddush HaChodesh, specifically miyuchasim for Kiddush HaChodesh. Kshabol v'nei Beis Din, but then they actually came to the Beis Din, the kiblu osov esavdo upaslus espino, and the Beis Din accepted him and his eved. The Beis Din only disqualified the Ben. The Minchas Chinuch raises the question, how could the Beis Din be Mekabel Tuvia? He was already mitzarif with the son, B'Shas Re'iyah. We were discussing before, Avu B'no, that they're mitzarif, so the Miri said they weren't mitzarif, but over here, it says that he and his son and the Eved all saw it together, so B'Shas Re'iyah, they're mitzarif, so it's Nimsachem Yom Karov Apostle, because the Ben is Apostle, the Ben is a Karov, so it should be B'Shas Re'iyah, Nimsachem Yom Karov Apostle, that it should apostle the whole edus. So, and even if you say that no, nimtzachem yom karov apostle is not b'shas re'iyah. It's not when two edim see something together. Nimtzachem yom karov apostle is b'shas hagada, that when they come together to say over the edus. Yeah, but they went together to say over the edus to the kohanim, so they already had b'shas hagada that they were together. So says Minchas Chinuch that the edus of Kiddush HaChodesh is different. You don't have this din of nimtzachem yom karov apostle because the purpose of this edus is not to be mevarer what happened. It's not to be mevarer that there was in fact a new moon. Because the truth is, Beis Din had cheshbonos and they knew exactly when the new moon was coming. And the only reason Beis Din had to be mekabel edus is because there's a din in the Torah that you need to be mekabel edus. But Beis Din knew full well when the moon was coming, and therefore for such an edus, we're not going to say nimsech meam karav apostle. The Stipler says that tuvia b'no. Maybe you could say there were roes zeachazeh. That they saw one after the other, they didn't actually see it together. They went to the Kohanim, yeah, but that's not going to Beis Din, that's not Haggadah Seidus. The Kohanim were the poskim of the town, they were the Rabbanim. That's all it means that they went to the Kohanim. So you can't see anything from the fact, you can't derive any halach of Nimsechem and Karav Apostle over here from the fact that they went to the Kohanim. Now, it's interesting, we mentioned the profession of this fellow, this Tuvia fellow. We don't normally do that. We sometimes, with the Tanna, Rabbi Yochanan Asandler, so the Rambam writes, in Hilchus Malvav Lova, in Shulchan Aruch Chosh Mishpah Simenayin, Im Amar Al Tifra'eni El Bifnei Talmidei Chachamim, O Bifnei Rofim, Va'omer Paratich Bifneim Ve'idim Mesu HaHochul Medina Siyam, Hareza Neman V'Nishpa. If someone makes a deal with somebody else, that you can only pay me back in front of the most trustworthy people around, it has to be in front of Talmidei Chachamim or in front of doctors. And then it turns out that the guy says, yeah, I paid you back, and it was in front of doctors, but those doctors died, or they went in the Medina Siyam, so the halacha is Neman V'Nishpa. So the makar of the Rambam is Masech HaShvurus, where the Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't say Rofim, the Gemara says Lomdei Halachos. The Gemara talks about Talmidei Chachamim. That was the Rambam's own addition that he added Rofim. So where did the Rambam get the idea to add Rofim? So Rav Zilberstein points out in the Kirias Melech, Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes that's the Derech of the Rambam, that if there's an example in the Gemara, he'll often bring another example so that you won't think that the example in the Gemara is Bidafka, that that's the only example, meaning the person says, we'll do it in front of trustworthy people. So the Gemara's example, when the rabbis have to write, write an example of a trustworthy person, so they write rabbis. But when the Rambam has to write an example of a trustworthy person, he was a rabbi and a doctor, so he wrote rabbis and doctors. That's an example of trustworthy people. But why did he really write doctors? So it must be that the Rambam understands that that doctors are considered to be more covetous people that are deserving of more honor, or considered to be more trustworthy than regular people. And that's why Dafka gives the examples of doctors. Rav Zilberstein writes that the minhag in Pressburg was that they would call a doctor for an aliyah l'Torah in Yom Kippur with the title Morenu, which normally they only did for Morei Hara. So you have this idea that doctors are respected. Okay, so maybe that's why we Dafka point out the profession of this Tuvia, that he was Tuvia Arofe, that he was Dr. Tuvia, and that was a very covetous thing. I'm Rabbi Levi, my time is Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason for Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon says that Avum know that they're kosher for Eidus HaChodesh. Why? So Duchziv, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe v'yel Aaron. Hashem was talking to Moshe and Aaron, who happened to have been brothers. Beretz Mitzrayim Lemar, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. And he tells them about the Chodesh Zeh Lachem. Eidusu take share of Achem. What he's telling them was that this Eidus is kosher even with the two of you, even with Moshe and Aaron, even though they're relatives. For Rabbanon, Eidusu te Mesura Lachem. And the Rabbanon would say, no, it's just saying that this Eidus is Masul Beis Din. It's to the Chashuvi Adar. He gives over the ability to be Makabal Eidus and be Makadish the Chodesh. But it has nothing to do with allowing Krovim to be Eidus on the Chodesh. Am Rabbi Yossi, Maisa B'Tuvi Arofe. So the Mishnah told the story with Tuvi Arofe, and the moral of the story seemed to be that Krovim are not kosher, because when they went to the Beis Din were Mekabel, him and the Eved, but were not Mekabel, the Ben. So Amar Rav Chanan Barava, Hilchsak Rabbi Shimon. We pass on like Rabbi Shimon that Krovim are kosher. Amar Li Rav Huna, Rav Chanan Barava, Rav Huna said to Rav Chanan Barava, Rabbi Yossi, Umaysa, V'at Amar Hilchsak Rabbi Shimon. We have Rabbi Yossi that says against Rabbi Shimon. We have the story that the Mishnah quotes is against Rabbi Shimon. Sounds like the Krovim are rejected, and you're telling me that we pass on like Rabbi Shimon? Amar Lo, Vazimnin Sagi and Amr's Kamed Rav Hilchsak Rabbi Shimon Velomerli Velomidi. He says, well, I said plenty of times in front of Rav that the Allah Chazak Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon had no problem, and Rav had no problem with it. He accepted it, he didn't criticize. He was apparently perfectly happy when we said that the Allah Chazak Rabbi Shimon. Amrle Hechi Tanisa. So he said, okay, how did you learn the Mishnah? Meaning, what's your text of the Mishnah? How did you teach it in front of Rav? Who's the Shita that you said is Machshir Krovim, and who's the Shita that you said was Pasled Krovim? So Amrle Ibcha. So he said, oh, here's how I taught it. And he told him that I taught it that Rabbi Yossi is the one who says that Avu Bno and Kola Krovim are Ksherin, and Rabbi Shimon is the one that brings the Maisa that shows that they're Psulim. So Amrle Mishum Hachi Lomelach Vomidi. So he says, so it's not wonder that he didn't criticize you, that he didn't have a problem when you said that Allah Chazak Rabbi Shimon, because you got it backwards. You had Rabbi Shimon saying that it's possible. So Amar Tavi Bred de Mari Tavi Amar Mar Ukva Amar Shmuel Hilchsak Rabbi Shimon, that we paskin in fact like Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara comes to this conclusion that the Allah is like Rabbi Shimon. Now the Rambam paskins that Krovim are not kosher Leidus HaChodesh, in Parakbeis Halach Aleph paskins that Krovim are possible Leidus HaChodesh, and that's how Rabbeinu Chanan paskins as well, according to the Gears of the Cheshek Shlomo over here. Rabbeinu Chanan also paskins that they're not kosher Leidus HaChodesh. So the Achronim just point out that clearly the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chanan had a different Gears over here in the Gemara. It doesn't make sense that they would just argue on the Gemara. They must have had the Gersa that ein Hilchsak Rabbi Shimon, that ein Alach Rabbi Shimon, that Alach is not like Rabbi Shimon at the end of our Gemara. Good, so next Mishnah. Elu ein Apsulim, the following people are Pasul the Eidus, to be made for a Kiddush HaChodesh. HaMesachik B'Kuvya, someone who gambles, Umalvei B'Ribis, someone who lends money with interest, Umafricha Yonim, someone who chases pigeons, I mean, not chases pigeons, who races pigeons, who it's a type of gambling, V'Sokre, they bet on the pigeons, V'Sokre Shvius, and someone who does business with the produce of Shemitah. Ve'Avadim, and also Avadim are on the list of Psule Eidus. Ze'aklal, and the rule is simple, Kol Eidus She'en Isha K'sherila, Afhein Ein K'sherila. You want to know if we can ever accept these people for Eidus, any Eidus that we would not accept a woman for, we would not accept these people to be made either. So this list should look somewhat familiar. This is the list in Masechta Sanhedrin, where the Mishnayos go through in the third parak of Sanhedrin, who's Pasul Eidos. So these are the classic examples of people who are Pasul Eidos Midrabanan. These are the Pasul Eidos Midrabanan. The only thing is, Avadim seems to be a little out of place. All of these other people are people who are willing to compromise their principles for the sake of money, and that's why they're Pasul Eidos, because anyone who's willing to compromise their principles for the sake of money, we assume is going to be willing to take money to be Meir Eidos Sheker, or to say something untrue in Beis Din. So that's why this whole list exists. But what about Avadim? Avadim are Pasulim Daraisa. So why does the Mishnah talk about Avadim? So the Aruch Taner points out, in the name of Rishonim already, that the reason that it mentions Avadim, even though they're Pasulim Daraisa, is because Avadim are a different type of Pasul Daraisa. They're not Pasul Machmas Aveira. So you would think that according to Rabbi Shimon, who allows Krovim for Eidos HaChodesh, so someone who's not Pasul Machmas Aveira, he's only Pasul based on who he is. So maybe Rabbi Shimon, who allows Krovim, would allow Avadim as well, because there's no Reusa, there's nothing that they did wrong. So that's why the Mishnah has to tell me that that's not so, that Avadim are also Pasul Eidos. And not only that, maybe the reason we mention Avadim is because the last Mishnah we just read talks about an Eved Meshuchar being Kashul Eidos, that when they went to the Beis Din didn't accept Tovia Rofe Ubno, but they did accept the Eved Meshuchrer. So our Mishnah wants to tell us that yes, an Eved Meshuchrer is possible, but is Kasher, but an Eved Sheino Meshuchrer is possible Eidos, and an Eved Kasher is, it's also telling us that an Eved is Kasher for Eidos Isha, because the rule that we're learning over here is that anything that an Isha is Kasher for, anything that an Isha is possible for, these people are possible for. Now the converse of that rule is that anything that an Isha is possible for, these people would be possible for as well. The converse would be anything that an Isha is kosher for, these people would be kosher for as well. What's an Isha kosher for? What kind of Eidos do we believe in Isha for? So we believe in Eidos in what's called Eidos Isha. Eidos Isha means that if a woman's husband died and you only have one Eid that the husband died, so we believe even in Erechar and even in Isha. Do we believe in Eved to say that a woman's husband died? So that's the chiddush of this Mishnah, that it tells us an Eved on this list, and then right after Eved it says you should know that these people all have the same status as an Isha. That's why they get mentioned on this list. Menachas Chinuch points out it's Mavur and Arasugya in the Rambam that for Eidus Chodesh you need Eidim Ksherim like you do for Kala Tarakula. So Nogea Be'Eidus would also be possible Le'Eidus HaChodesh. Someone's Nogea Be'Eidus, how can you have someone's Nogea Be'Eidus Le'Eidus HaChodesh? What does it matter to him what date on the calendar it is? So let's say you have an Eved Ivri who was sold for 6 years, 6 years previously on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So he finishes his 6 year stint as an Eved on the beginning of the night of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So he comes on the 30th day of Adar and he's Meid that he saw the new moon, and therefore for Mekadesh LeChodesh, that day is going to be the first day of Nisan. So he's right away going to be Yotzei L'Cherus. But if we don't accept his Eidos, that day he's still an Eved. So he has a whole day of work as an Eved that's Nogea, that he's going to be Nogea Be'Eidos. So if Nogea Be'Eidos is possible Eidos HaChodesh, we would not accept such a person. Eved Ivri, he's a Jew. We would not accept him for Eidos HaChodesh. Says the Gemara, Misha Ra'a HaChodesh Ve'enu Yachal HaHalich. I'm sorry, no, it says in Gemara, Ha'isha K'sherila, Afhen K'sherila. We see that if a woman would be kosher for the Eidos, then these people would also be kosher for the Eidos. Am Ravashi Zosa Meris. Ravashi says what you see from here is, Gazlan de Devrayim, K'sherin le'edus Isha. That all of these people listed in our Mishnah, who are a Gazlan de Devrayim, they all have a din, midrabanan, of being Gazlanim, so they're all kosher le'edus Isha, because we're saying that these people are kosher for whatever a woman is kosher for. So a woman is kosher le'edus Isha, so these people are also going to be kosher le'edus Isha, they're all Gazlan de Devrayim. Now if you look at Rashi, le'edus Isha la'atiru li'nasei, v'dafka Gazlan de Devrayim, Rashi points out, it's only if they're a Gazlan midrabanan. Aval Gazlan da'oraisa, de'chatzif lavar b'far, farhesya lo chshiru chacham leidus isha vav plisha chshiru seved v'sisha d'psuli d'oraisa. A gazlon d'oraisa is not going to be kosher leidus isha. Aye, we do accept certain psuli d'oraisa leidus isha. We accept an eved, we accept an isha for eidus isha. So why don't we accept a gazlon d'oraisa? Someone who's posel leidus mi d'oraisa mi din gazlon. So Rashi says big difference. A gazlon d'oraisa has done an avera. A woman is not posel leidus because she did an avera. Never is not posel leidus because he did an avera. A gazlon d'oraisa is posel leidus because he did an avera that he had the chutzpah to violate the isra of gzeila mi d'oraisa. So such a person is going to be posel even le'edus isha. But the Gemara is making the major assumption that every example that we have in our Mishnah is only someone who's a gazlon midivrayim, only someone who's posel midirabana, not someone who's really d'oraisa. So Tosus explains why each one is only d'rabanan. So Tosus points out, and starting the second skinny line, v'hashla mesachi b'kuvi l'mandiram paragzeborer l'fi she'nos can be yeshuva shalolam nicha. There's a machlokas in the third paragraph of Masech Sanhedrin, why a gambler is posel le'edus. Is it because he simply is not familiar enough with the way things work in the world, and he doesn't understand the full value of money because it's easy come, easy go in terms of his gambling habits? So if that's the case, you understand he's not really a gazlan, he's just someone that you wouldn't trust. So that's a din midrabanan. What about the opinion in Masech Sanhedrin that a gambler is in violation of gezel, that it's a smachta, that he's taking money that people are not really willingly giving up? Yeah, but people don't view it as gezel. People view it as fair because everyone agreed to the rules of the game to begin with. So it doesn't require that same level of chutzpah. Umavla bribis sheina ktsutsa drabana. When we're talking about a malva bribis over here, we're talking about ribis sheina ktsutsa, so it's only an issue of ribis mi drabana. If it were ribis d'oraisa, enoch nami would be different. Vafila bribis ktsutsa nami lo mashmalei le'inishi sura k'shnos lamidaito elunken mashkanal karcho. Then Tosus says, you know what, even if it's ribis d'oraisa, still it may not be so different because people don't associate that with stealing. People don't think they're doing anything wrong because after all, the borrower agreed to the terms of the loan. The borrower was perfectly fine with the loan. Very often, the borrower is thrilled to get the loan. The person gets the mortgage. He's so excited that he's going to be able to buy the house with the mortgage, and it's a payment plan that he can see himself being able to pay. So you would think that it's perfectly fine. So that's why, because people don't associate with an avera, even though maybe nisa d'oraisa, nevertheless, people don't associate with the Avera, so that's why he's only Gazlan de Devrayim. And Tosfos goes on with all the other examples as well. Now, there's a fascinating suffix of the Minchas Chinuch in terms of being Mekabel Eidus HaChodesh over here. Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Dalid, Osya Dalid says, what if you have Eidim that come that were born on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan is their Bar Mitzvah? That's when they become Bar Mitzvah. So they become Gedolim as soon as Rosh Chodesh is declared, right? So they come on the 30th day of Adar, and they say that they saw the new moon today. So if is Bezin allowed to be Mekabel the Eidus? Meaning, if Bezin is Mekabel the Eidus, then it turns out that they're Bar Mitzvah, that they're Kasher Eidim, because that they'll make it that they are Bar Mitzvah by making it Rosh Chodesh. Or do we say, no, since right now they're Katan, Bishas Rishav Chakira, they're Katanim, so they're not Kasher Leheir, and therefore we're not going to believe them. And if you say that you need Eidus Shot Yachal Azima for Eidus HaChodesh, so then obviously this would be no good, because it's Eidus Why is it Eidus Shiat Yachal Azima? What are you going to say? You're going to come to Beis Din and say, Imanu Yisim, therefore you couldn't have known? Good, so now we're Ketanim, so we're Pata from any Onshim anyway. So it's definitely would be Eidus Shiat Yachal Azima. So Minchas Chinuch says that in this case you have to say, Habrera Biad Beis Din. Beis Din has the right to choose whether they want to accept such a, what a chiddush, that Beis Din has the right to choose whether they want to accept such Eidim or not. That it's completely up to the Beis Din. Minchas Chinuch has another fascinating suffix. Let's say you have Eidim who are Gedolim and Ksherim, and they're made that they saw the new moon on the 30th day of Adar. So Beis Din's Mekadesh the Chodesh based on their testimony, and then Eidim who just became Bar Mitzvah on Rosh Chodesh Nisan come and we're mazim them and say Imanu Ha'isem. So now what are you going to do? If you believe the Eidim that Imanu Ha'isem, that you don't know the Eidim who are mazim that Imanu Ha'isem, and therefore you couldn't have known that it was Rosh Chodesh. So now it's not going to be Rosh Chodesh, and it will turn out though, the the Edom HaMazim are really Ketanim, so they shouldn't be able Neman to be Mazim. But if but right now, based on what we know right now, based on the Edus of the first set, we already declared it Rosh Chodesh, so the Edom HaMazim are Kashre Edom. So how do we, so it's a circular thing. Menachos Chinuch loves these kinds of circular questions. Okay, so the Mishnah says, last Mishnah in the parak, Misha Ras HaChodesh Veinu Yochel HaHalich, if a person saw the new moon and he's unable to walk, Malich Mosal HaChamor Afilu B'mita, and we carry, so we'll carry him on a donkey, and even if we have to carry him in a bed, we'll take him in an ambulance, take him to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, even though it's going to involve obviously Chol Shabbos, to carry him like that, it's okay, we need to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. V'im Sodu Lahem Lokin B'yadan Makalos, and if they, you're afraid that there are going to be people who try to stop you along the way, people are going to mug you along the way, so you're also allowed to carry some weapons, you can carry some sticks to beat off the people who are going to try to stop you. V'im Haisa Darach, even though it's carrying on Shabbos, all this you're allowed to do on Shabbos. V'im Haisa Darach Rechoka, Lokim B'yadan Mizonos, and if you live a far distance away from the Beis Din, so you could bring a pekala, you could bring some food along for the journey. Shal Mahalich Laila V'yom Mechalin Es HaShabbos. As long as the trip is less than a full day, we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for it. The Yotzim, as Tosus points out, the Edom that are Roa the Chodesh are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, and Tosus says not only that, Vafilu Edom Ami Edom Aleim B'Shein Beis Makirin Edei HaChodesh Mechal Shabbos Le'ed Aleim. It's not only the Edom that are Roa the Chodesh are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, but let's say Beis Din doesn't know who these Edom are, so you need other Edom to verify that these are good guys and that they're trustworthy people, those Edom could also be Mechal Shabbos in order to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. So we learn that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for these things. Now, it says that if the guy can't travel, so then Makivron also Alechamar. So it sounds like Dafka, because he can't walk, that we take him on the Chamar. So the implication is that it's better to walk than to ride on a donkey if you can walk. Now, even if you're walking from outside the Tchum, Magen Avraham and Reish Samach Vav, Sifkat and Zayin has the Safek. What if a person has to go from outside the Tchum? Maybe even if he's perfectly healthy, but he has to travel from outside the Tchum. Is it better to put him up on a horse rather than for him to walk? Riding on a horse is Nisa Drabanan on Shabbos. Coming from outside, but the advantage is that more than 10 Tfachim ain't Tchum in the Malamei Asara. The horse is very high up, so there's no Tchumin l'mal me'asara, he won't violate any issue of Tchumin l'mal me'asara. So Magen Avraham suggests, well, since Tchum of Yud Bey's meal is Daraisa, so Tchum at least sometimes borders on a Daraisa, better for him to not violate the issue of Tchum rather than to violate the issue of Tchum and not violate the issue of riding on the Behema. So we sooner allow him to violate the issue of riding on the Behema rather than let him violate the issue of Tchum. So it sounds from the Magen Avraham that in a normal situation, Mark even also, you would want to ride him on an animal rather than, forget about if he's sick and he can't walk. A normal situation on Shabbos, it's better if he's coming from outside the Tchum, it's better for him to ride on top of an animal and not to go by foot. Now the truth is the Magen Avraham was talking about a horse. This is a chamar. A chamar very often is not 10 tefachim off the ground, so you're not going to benefit anything by going on the chamar. So the Tiferes Sol says, yeah, but still the Mishnah should have said that that we should ride everybody on a horse. Why does the Mishnah say that we're only markiv on the chamar? That halicha baraglav is better than going on a chamar. We could say, yeah, the chamar is low, but the Mishnah should have said that if you have a horse or a camel, then it's better to go on the camel than to go by foot. So it sounds from the Mishnah that going by foot is really the preference. That it sounds from the Mishnah against the Magen Avraham that going by foot is really the most preferred method of travel in this case. Okay, Hadron Lecharba Rosh Hashanim. So that is the end of the first parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanim. Now we begin the second parak. Im Einan Makirin Oso. If Beis Din doesn't know who this guy is, they have no knowledge of this person. So they don't know if he could trust him or not. Mishalchinimo Acher LaHaido. So then you send someone else along with them to be made that he's a good guy. It used to be that we would be mekabel edus hachodesh from anybody. We didn't have to be makir. We didn't have to know exactly who the guy was. He was a Jew. He walks into Beis Din, so we have the right to be mekabel edus hachodesh. But once the Baitusim started messing things up, the Baitusim started to try to trick us to ruin the kiddush hachodesh. So then we had to know who people were because we couldn't trust that everything was okay. Tzuri Avner is the question that min haTorah every person has a cheskas kashrus. So why would you be allowed to be mechal Shabbos in order to be made that this guy is a good guy? Why do we need edus that the guy is a good guy? Why don't we trust him? That's purely a din d'rabbanan because the Baitusim messed everything up. We used to believe everybody because the halacha is everyone has cheskas kashrus. Midrabbanan, the rabbanan made a din that we're not going to believe everybody anymore. You now need someone to testify about him. So why are you allowed to be mechal Shabbos to testify about him? That's only an issur d'rabbanan. This is the rabbanan being vatel, being okay, davar min haTorah b'kum v'aseh. The rabbanan telling you to actively go and violate an issur min haTorah. So the Terei Avin suggests that no. The point is, once the rabbanan made this takana, so they're not going to be mekabel edus from anyone who's not makirin. So kiddush hachodesh is now talui in these edim as well. So there simply won't be edus without these people. And since the Torah says b'moado v'afilu b'shabbos that you could be mechal Shabbos for Kiddush HaChodesh, so it's not just for Din Rabbanan, it's for Kiddush HaChodesh. It's the bottom line, practically speaking, there will not be Kiddush HaChodesh unless these Eidim come. So Mele, they're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for it. Now we said a Meinim Akirin, so if they don't recognize him, how many members of Beis Din have to actually recognize the guy? Is it good enough if one of the Dayanim says, yeah, I know who that guy is, he's good? So Sfasem says, no, that's not good enough. You need two Eidim that he's good. So if two of the Dayanim recognize him, so the other two Dayanim could be made to the one Dayan who doesn't, and that would be fine. But if only one Dayan recognizes him, that would not be okay either. Why is it that there would be Mekabel Eidos originally from Kol Adam, from everybody? So the Rambam writes that there would be Mekabel Eidos because there were Somech on a Cheskos Kashrus, because Midin Torah, you don't have to be Bodek Eidos HaChodesh. And even if Kitru HaChodesh, and you find out that the Eidim are Eidim Zomim, the Chodesh is Mechudesh. That generally speaking, on a Daraisa level, we're much more lenient in terms of the Eidos for Kiddush HaChodesh, and that's why they would be Mekabel from everybody. Now, with that explanation, the Rambam sounds like, in other eduyos in the Torah, we're not mekabel from everybody. We're only mekabel min hamakirim. Right? The Rambam is saying the reason they used to be mekabel edus, even if they didn't know who the guy was, because kiddush hachodesh is so lenient anyway. So that's why they were mekabel from anybody. But then they had to stop doing it because of the baitusim. The implication is other regular edus that's not so lenient, then you can't be mekabel. You dafka nin makirim. So Mishnah Melech, the Lech Mishnah rather says it's so strange because in all of dinei edus, the Rambam never writes, and nor does any other posik, right, that the Dayanim need to be makir the Eidim for any other sort of Eidus. Sounds like you don't really need Hakara Se Eidim for other Eidus. So it's a very Shver Rambam, why the Rambam says that it's dafka because Kiddush HaChodesh is a little bit lighter, is a little bit more lenient. Says Gemara now, my Echad, what does it mean that we send along, my Acher rather, what does it mean we send along an Acher to be made that this person's a good guy? So Chad, it means send along one other person. You don't have to send along two people. The Chad Mi Mehemin, is one person going to be believed to verify that this guy is a kosher Eid? V'atanya Maisa Shabahu There was a story once where a guy came with his Eidim with him to be made against him. It sounds like Eidov in the plural. It's not just Eidov. I'm Rav Papa, my Acher, Zug Acher. So Rav Papa says, you're right. You know what it means? That we bring along another others with him. It doesn't mean another person. It means another set of witnesses to testify that the first set of witnesses are good and trustworthy people. Hachinami mistavran. It's most logical to assume this way. Dilote mahachi. Because if you don't translate the word acher as zug acher, how are you going to translate the first half of the Mishnah? Imeinun makirin oso. The Mishnah says if they're not makir oso. What does oso mean? They're not makir one of the edim. May oso. What is oso? Ilim. Also chad v'chad mi mehemen. If it means they're not makir one of the eidim, well, who cares if it's just one eid? One eid's not believed anyway. Mishpat k'siv bei. It's a mishpat. You need to aid him. Elamai also osazug. Also must mean that we're not makir the set of eidim. Sachanami my acher zug acher. So we say so because we're not makir also that first set of witnesses, we send along with them Acher, another set of witnesses. V'chad lo mehemen. And frankly, more, v'chad lo mehemen, is one really not believed? Why is one not believed? V'atanya, ma'aseh Rabbi Nuhurai, shalach etzalei, the hevel of Shabbos b'usha. One time Rabbi Nuhurai went, and he was made about an aid on Shabbos in Usha. So you see that he was trusted by himself to be made that the aid was a trustworthy person. You didn't need someone else to go along with Rabbi Nuhurai. Sa'ami Rabbi Nuhurai, sadachrin, have a bad day. Gemara says, yes, he did. He had somebody else going along with him. We just didn't mention that other guy. But Rabbi Nurai didn't go alone to testify about the character of another witness. The reason we don't mention who the other person is, it was for the honor of Rabbi Nurai. To mention the other person would be to equate the other person with Rabbi Nurai, and the other person is not an equal of Rabbi Nurai. So we mentioned Rabbi Nurai, along with someone else, was served as a character witness for one of the witnesses, one of the Eidos HaChodesh. Rav Ashi, or for both of the Eidos HaChodesh. Rav Ashi Amar, Rabbi Nurai, Sadachrina Hava Bu'usha, Valter Rabbi Nurai, L'Sarufi Ba'adei. That there was another witness to testify about the character of these people already in Usha, and Rabbi Nurai traveled to be Mitzarif together with that person. Well, Yachi Ma'ilameimra, what's the Chiddush? Of course he would travel to be together with that person. What's the problem? So, Ma'al Detema Misveika Lo Mechalin Shabbata, Kamash Milan. Now, you might have thought that Min HaSafek, he wouldn't have been Mechal Shabbos. I mean, he doesn't know that there's going to be another guy there that will be able to join with him to testify about these Edim who are trying to be Mekadish the Chodesh. So it's a Safek whether he'll even be necessary for the Kiddush HaChodesh, or whether he'll be usable, whether he'll definitely be necessary, but whether he'll be of any use, because he might just be an Eid Echad, and still you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. The Mefarish to the Rambam in Kiddush HaChodesh says, asks the question, how can be Mechal Shabbos Misafek? We have other situations where Shabbos is Nidcha when it's a case of Vaday, but not when it's a case of Safek. By Mila, if a baby's born on Shabbos, so you do the Bris Mila on Shabbos. What if a baby's born in Ben HaShemashos of Erev Shabbos? So you would think, well, if the baby was born on Friday, the Bris should be on Friday. If the baby was born on Shabbos, the Bris should be on Shabbos. So it's a Suffolk that it was null of Shabbos. You don't want to do the Bris early, so you do the Bris on Shabbos. It's a Suffolk whether it should be Docha Shabbos. So you think you could do the Bris on Shabbos, but that's not the Halacha. The Halacha is we do it on Sunday in that case. We do it on a day that's definitely a day late, because me Suffolk, we're not Mechal Shabbos. So how come over here we say that misafek we are going to be mechal Shabbos? So this all the mefarshim raise this question. The Chamishna suggests that Kiddush HaChodesh is different because all the Yom Tovim are telling Kiddush HaChodesh, so the stakes are much bigger. But Mila you'll be able to do the next day, so it won't be a Mila Bizmana, but it will still be a Mila. So for the rest of the baby's life, he's going to be fine. He's going to have a perfectly kosher Mila. It's just not going to be Bizmana. But over here, the whole Yom Tov for all the Klal Yisrael is at stake, and that's why even misafek we're going to be Kaddish the Chodesh. I just realized Rosh Chodesh, I got to get moving. Kiyasu Ula Amar, Kodshu Ali Yarcha B'marava. So when Ula came, he testified that you should know they're Mekadish the Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael. Amar Avkana Lomi by Ula Degav Rabu Huda Mehemin, El Afilu Nishtal Manami Mehemin. It's not only Ula is a big Talmud Chacham that we're going to believe to say that Bezin was Mekadish the Chodesh, anybody's going to be believed. In my time, Kamilsa David Lagluy, Lom Meshakri Ba Inshi, because anything that we can easily find out over time, someone else will come and will report to us whether it's true or not. So people will not lie about it. Tani nami achi ba'ach b'sof al v'amr kitchu bezin as chodesh neman. So even though we're very exacting about who we accept as the edim that they saw the new moon, once bezin is mekadesh the chodesh, who could report about bezin being mekadesh chodesh? We're not picky at all. Anybody could come and report that bezin was in fact mekadesh the chodesh. For yishonah mekabel edus chodesh mikol adam. So initially we used to be mekabel edus chodesh from anybody. The Mishnah said, and then the baitusim messed everything up. Tani rabban makil kul kilkul abaitusin. What was their problem? Well, the problem was one time they tried to mess up the Chachamim because the 30th day of Adar fell out on Shabbos and the Chodesh did not appear Bizmano in that month, but the Baitusin wanted Sunday to be wanted the first day of Pesach to be on Shabbos so that the Anafas Omer to work out Sefiras Omer that will be Mimachras HaShabbos, because they understood Mimachras HaShabbos counting the Omer has to be from a Sunday, so they dafka wanted to work it out that it's going to be from a Sunday, meaning they were Shita. They weren't stam just trying to mess everything up. They were messing everything up dafka in a way that they held was correct. They held like the Torah Shabbat without a Torah Shabbat. So they were really Bishita. Tosfos says, but aren't they messing themselves up because they're messing up Pesach? So they're fixing Sefiras Omer for themselves, but they're messing up Pesach. He says, no, they also held that Tem Vafilu Mezidim. They held that even if Bezin does it on purpose and they mess up, that that's also a valid Kiddush HaChodesh. So Pesach will still be when they want it to be. Sachru Shnei Bnei Adam, so the Baitusim hired two people, Bedal Me'el Zuz, for a total of 400 zuz, 200 zuz each guy. Echon Mishalan of Echon Mishlem. One of the people they hired was really on their side. One of them was an undercover agent was really one of us. Shalahem Heyed de Dus of Yatza. So their guy was Meyed de Edus and he left. Shalanu Amrulo Emor Ketzer Misa Salvana. Then our guy came in and we said to him, Nu, what did you see? So Amrulahem. So he said, Ola Yisi B'mala Adum. I was going to Mala Adum of Risa of Shu Ravitz Ben Beis Slaim, and I saw the moon was jumping around between two rocks. Rosho Doma LeEgel, and the moon's head was like a calf. Aznav Domin LeGedi, and its ears were like a Gedi. Karnav Domus LeTzvi, and it had horns like a deer. Viznava Menachas LeBen Yarkosav, and the moon's tail was between its legs. Vitzatzdibo, and I looked at it and Tati V'Nafalti LaChorai, and I fell backwards. Meaning, essentially, he tells a ridiculous story. That's not what the moon looks like. He said the Marsha says not just an absurdity. He was being merames to Malchus Edom, and every line that he says here has some meaning to it. But he was saying something that was obviously not true. And then he says to them, and if you don't believe me, here I have 200 zuz. I have 200 zuz in my wallet. They said, who told you have to take the money and be made? I mean, why did you do it? If you were just going to blow up their whole plan anyway, why did you take the money to do it? Some of them, Shamati, Shabik Shabaitus, and Lahatos Chabim. He says, because I knew they were going to hire somebody to try to mess up the Kiddush HaChodesh. So Amarti, Elich Aniva, Odialahem, Shami Yavo, Bnei Adam, Shenu Mugarim, Vitvas Chabim. If they don't hire me, they're going to find someone who's going to go along with their plan and is actually going to mess things up. So I took the money so that I could let you know so that we won't mess up the Chodesh. And here's the money. I don't need it. They gave me this money. I don't want it. So Amarlo, they said to Masayim Zuz, Nasum Lach Matana. Bezin says you're allowed to keep the Masayim Zuz. And those who hired you are going to be chayv malchus. But also shaskinu shloim mekabel elam mina makirin. At that time, they made the din that it could only be mekabel mina makirin. Fascinating sugi over here. When someone gets paid to do an avera and he doesn't do the avera, so Rashi says over here he's not entitled to the money. It's only be din hefker based on hefker that they let him keep the money. What if he does the avera? Is he then entitled to the money? Can he sue for the money that he did the job? He did the avera. The implication is that yes, that he's at least entitled to the money that he was supposed to get paid for doing the avera. All right, Bez Hashem, pick up tomorrow at the Mishnah.